Hey, you guys, RS Cole here with
Shadow Soul.
We are back with another casual cosmic conversation, of course. So let's go ahead and get into the topic. We're going to go ahead and get it popping. Y'all already know how we are. We ain't got no sense. So don't try to monitor us. Monitor your kids.
That part.
All right, you guys, we are back with another podcast. We are going to be talking about hoodoo versus Appalachian folk magic. I hope y'all
ready. Appalachian folk magic.
Appalachian folk
magic. Appalachian folk magic. I'm going to need a definition of that.
Well, there's not necessarily a definition because it's what it is and what it ain't. It gets oftentimes very confused with hoodoo, and it is not hoodoo. There is a innate difference between the two.
All right, let me bring out my book, y'all. I'm stupid. I'm like, what? So forgive me if I'm always asking questions. I'm learning too.
Alrighty. Well, Appalachian folk magic, it actually was taught by hoodoo workers. It was taught by the mammies that were taking care of the slave owner kids. Now, contrary to popular belief, hoodoo is derived from the sacred spiritual practices of the homeland. Voodoo, voodoo, and voodoo. Yes, there's three.
You said that real fast.
I did, because you're supposed to.
Okay, you run it back. Voodoo. Speak English real quick.
Keep up.
I'm trying to do it just one more game.
Voodoo, voodoo, and voodoo. You got to keep up. Keep up.
Y'all heard what I heard, right? Okay. Maybe my ears are... Maybe I'm listening slow. My bad.
Gotcha. A lot of the things and practices that go on now are derived from the original one. A lot of people don't like to admit that. Or they don't know. They don't actually have the knowledge.
I'm going to go with the knowledge part.
Okay. Now, when you say you're going with the knowledge part, why would you go with the knowledge part solely?
Of people not, because we are in a process of an era of learning and relearning. So it's a lot of things that we honestly don't know. And we're just putting pieces of puzzles together without the whole puzzle.
Ooh. Okay. I respect that answer. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about hoodoo versus Appalachian folk magic, I'm going to be the bearer of bad news, but if you do not have melanated ancestors, you're not practicing hoodoo.
If you don't have melanated ancestors, you're not practicing hoodoo.
No. It is what is considered Appalachian folk magic.
I see where you're going with this. I got my popcorn.
So let's just break it down. Let's rip the band.
Wait. Before we get into it, what about the ones that aren't melanated, but they was made melanated in the past?
It doesn't matter. We're talking about this streamline. Notice the word that I used.
So it doesn't matter if I was black in another life, this life, I'm not practicing hoodoo because even though I might have black ancestors.
No. We're going from what's derived for the now, because most of the times, even if you were black in a past life and you're coming back into this life as something else or something different, and you know, I always really hate to use the term black because it's a color, but you know, let's just for everybody who's just used to it sake, right? You know, a lot of that time or a lot of the time, you're not going to remember that information and you're going to have a completely different life that's going to complete, you know, have you go through and pave a completely different way that you're not going to have to use it. Because you don't have the strife and the struggles that you did before, which brought it to you in the first place.
Tell me more.
I'm not saying everybody doesn't go and grow through struggles. I'm not saying that every single person that is non-melanated is born with a silver or a gold spoon in their mouth. But what I am saying is, if you come back, you are not going to choose the same life. You're not going to forge that same path. And if you're coming back to be a completely different nationality, then chances are you don't want to go through the oppression and the heartbreak and the stress and the struggle that you have before. So there will be no knowledge for you to really gain or really care to have because you're not struggling.
Okay. So now we got that understood.
Yeah, if I'm not practicing hoodoo, it's because you wanted an easier way.
So if I'm not practicing hoodoo, who am I talking to?
I mean, that would be for you. Who are you talking to? Because in order to practice hoodoo, hoodoo is derived, again, from African ancestry. Who are you talking to? Because I'm going to be honest with you. And this is not to shade anybody. This is just honesty. And where this honesty come from? Spirit, plant medicine, Akashic records, past life regressions, a woman that was 111 years old, a woman that was 111 years old, teaching practices, okay. So that's where the information is derived from. But who are you really talking to if you are non-melanated? Because it utilizes the African ancestry.
So when it comes to folk magic, I guess I need to understand the difference. Because if in hoodoo I'm talking to someone, am I not talking to someone in folk magic?
The Appalachian folk magic encompasses the art of utilizing the spirits of the herbs, its elements, and herbal spirits. Because you damn sure ain't conjuring John the Conqueror. He didn't like you. You not conjuring Nat Turner. You don't, like, you're not utilizing these individuals to help you push things through. Hoodoo is an ancestral based practice. Your ancestors didn't have nothing. They didn't have struggles to grow through. Not all of them. For the most part, they were the ones invoking the struggle. So who are you really calling on? You calling on your papa to help you with something he don't know about? No, you're not. It encompasses the art of working with the spirits and the elements. It's all elemental spirits and herbal spirits.
I'm sorry, I'm sitting here because I thought I was practicing the hoodoo the whole time and I wasn't, so I'm just kind of like taking it in.
Well, that's the difference. You have been practicing hoodoo because
I'm not talking about me. I'm not talking about me. I am so in role playing mode. Oh, did I get you? I got it with my acting, y'all.
You got me. Dang, he got me this time. Normally, I'd be tapped right in. He got me this time, y'all.
Hey, you slipping.
Slipped like a lace front. Anyway, no, sir, you're not. That candle that you burned. Yeah, it got through what you wanted, you know. Your alchemy went through for sure. But it's still Appalachian folk magic and not hoodoo. the way you guys had even come about having Appalachian folk magic, and this is the reason why the names were changed, so that there was no confusion. But, you know, because people don't like to divide, we're all one, we're all encompassing of the same consciousness, we're just split out in a bunch of billions of people. They were like, oh yeah, it's just hoodoo. And no, it's Appalachian folk magic. There's a very innate difference. Basically, they were taught sacred practices to protect them from their own fathers, to protect them from being beaten, being raped, being killed. So don't think that the owners of melanated and indigenous individuals were not raping and killing their own children. Because they were. And because they were being taken care of by the mammies, is what you can call them, the caretakers, they were breastfeeding them, so they loved them like their own. They wanted to make sure that they were safe as well. So they took them in secret and taught them works of protection. They taught them about herbs when they were sickly. They taught them about the elements of fire. They taught them about water. They taught them about air. They taught them about all of these things to protect themselves. And then it got a little bit more advanced when little, you know, Jane wanted little Joe. Hey, here's something that can make him endearing to you. Utilize some rose, some lavender, some honeysuckle. Draw him in, some Damiana. So they were taught these different things, but everything that they were taught was about herbs and elemental magic. Not one time did Big Mama say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and have you conjure Nat Turner so that you can get through any obstacle that you need to get through, so that you can tear some folk up that may have come against you. Not one time were they taught how to conjure those African spirits. Because those African spirits are very vengeful. And even you attempting to conjure them, a lot of times they're going to tear you up. Things going to start going real crazy in your life, calling on people and messing with things that you have no business messing with. Same thing goes for the Loa, but that's a whole nother avenue for a whole nother day.
I'm sorry, I'm still over trying to just understand that what you're saying is true. Because, you know, I've done shrooms, so I've seen some of my African ancestors. So, like, you can't really tell me anything.
Did you see some of your African ancestors, or did you see some of your slave masters in blackface?
Pinches invisible pearls. Because what?
Like, let's be real rooted and real clear. You have to go into utilizing shrooms with intent, which is also, hello, plant medicine. And the only way you're really going to see a lot of all those aspects, again, is either visiting the Akashic Records or past life regression.
So what if I'm the 1%? Just because
you talked to shrooms and seen some melanated people doesn't mean that they were particularly your ancestors.
So you're literally telling me only people of melanated descent can practice hoodoo.
That is correct.
So what does that make me?
It makes you you. What do you mean?
But if that's what I've been taught my whole life, like, that was part of my practice.
Oh, because they taught you appropriation, and now somebody is coming to correct that.
But I've been
there's a difference between practice and appropriation, because that's what it was.
But I've been initiated.
Initiated into what? Hoodoo has no initiation. So what are you initiated into? This is an ancestral based practice, and information is passed down from generation to generation to generation. So if somebody told you that you had to be initiated, or they initiated you in hoodoo, baby, you got played.
Ooh. I hate to be Robert. Oh, shit. What else questions they be asking? Hold on. I'm gonna get you. Hold on.
You gonna get
you. I'm gonna get you. That's deep.
That's very deep. And I don't think people really realize that.
Mm. Yeah, they not gonna like you for this one.
I'm okay with that.
Like, I'm a sip.
Because if I was sitting here allowing you to live a lie, then when you did go through, you know, and take some type of plant medicine and found it out, then you would look back at me like, well, why did you lie to me? Why did you allow me to believe this? Opposed to you being a practitioner, being a teacher of occult studies, why didn't you tell me this?
It's just something about my pride and ego won't allow me to accept the fact that I can't do something that you can.
And that's fine. Because where does pride and ego get you? In the real world.
Might even cost you your life.
It might even cost you your life.
I don't think I have any more questions, Your Honor. I don't think I can handle any more questions.
Why wouldn't you be able to handle it?
Because at this point, I'm hurting my own feelings.
It's the truth, though.
Is it the truth or is it your truth? Because I'm like...
This is universal, spiritual, ancestral truth. That's what this is. Now, I'm not saying you cannot practice alchemy. That's not what I am saying. You just have to call it what it is, respectfully. Can you work with and utilize the upper and lesser key of Solomon? Absolutely. The Goetics? Absolutely. The angels, the choirs? Absolutely. But when it comes to the word hoodoo, that's just not what you're doing. I do not know of any of the individuals that I know that practice that are non-melanated that actually have an ancestral altar. The witchy women that I know that are non-melanated, they still utilize herbs. They still utilize, you know, of course, fire, candle magic. They still do all of that. They do not have an ancestral altar. And when we've sat down and we've had that conversation, they said, dang, well, that makes sense. Because that was never anything told to me. And I had one lady say, well, my grandfather was a slave owner. I didn't like him just from the stories that I heard about him. So I would never give him an ancestral altar. I would never venerate that man because he was evil. So what they did was they were like, well, I respect everything that you've said to me because it's derived from your culture. So therefore, I'm practicing Appalachian folk, man. She said, as a matter of fact, I'm just going to say it's magic. So they stopped putting a quote unquote title on it altogether. It's alchemy. It's magic. It's pushing things through. It's elemental bending. You can do those things, but ensure that you're utilizing the proper name because it's just not hoodoo.
Not everybody think they the motherfucking avatar. All right, cool.
Everybody doesn't have a what's his name? Opa? Appa?
You talking about the flying, that flying thing?
Everybody doesn't have Appa. But again, I'm not telling you guys that you can't do anything. That's not what I'm telling you. I'm just telling you to label it properly.
What if I want to conjure some of my dark ancestors?
Then you have every right to do so.
But that's not hoodoo.
It's conjure. That's a whole different type of magic. Hmm.
So I could just do I could do what I do. I just, it's not hoodoo.
There's just certain spirits that you are not allowed to call on.
Don't have access to.
Exactly.
And I guess I could just be okay with that, right?
You should.
It's not stopping me from my spiritual journey, not being able to access certain energies.
And that's correct. It really doesn't.
So what I'm mad about?
You'd have to sit with that and see what you would be mad for or what you would be so offended by. Mm. If it does not remove any of the other access that you have, it's just simply, it's a culture that has been impeded on. And it really should not be impeded on because it's not yours. And you were taught this way.
You know what? That makes perfect sense.
This was something that was gifted to your forefathers, your ancestors. Again, for love, for protection. And as things grew by, prosperity, money. You just have to make sure you are calling it what it is.
So everyone of melanin descent has access to hoodoo?
Of course. Yeah, they have access. But I'm not saying that all of their family members practiced it either. They may have practiced something else. They may have been a little bit more bold with it. Because let's be honest, you can't practice hoodoo without the Bible because it's actually very heavily derived in the church.
Huh? Now you done lost me. First you told me that I can't practice hoodoo. Now you trying to tell me you can't learn hoodoo without studying Christianity?
It's not the avenue of Christianity. It's the Bible itself.
But that's their book, so wouldn't that be... You know what? Okay.
And that's so beautiful that you said that because it's not their book.
Well, whose book is it?
It belongs to the indigenous. It belongs to natives of Egypt.
Sounds like that headed to our next topic that we ain't about to discuss tonight.
No, we not. But I'll go ahead and give you a preface, a preliminary of it.
Okay. Since we're wrapping this up, I'm listening.
Yeah. So the Bible plays a huge part in hoodoo. It was hidden because this is how ancestors were able to hide their practices. This is how ancestors were able to hide what they were still doing so that they would not be killed, lynched, beaten, buck broken, tongues cut out, eyes gouged out, or murdered. So what did they do? They accepted that book and they started reading, being read to initially, because keep in mind, they only taught just a few. The ones that they didn't feel were a threat or rebels. Not knowing that all in all, they had these specific plans. Do you know that some of the passages that were even written there were written by them because it was a way for them to call on certain spirits? The Bible was taken from a wall that depicted over 500 scenarios, 500 avenues of things that were going on. The Bible that you see today is not the Bible that was present before. And they took it out because slaves were able to rise up against their masters. They want you to think that all they did was sit there and take it. They want you to think that there was no slave masters and owners and stuff like that that were taken out. They want you to think that. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. Hoodoo helped them get through. Hoodoo helped them get by.
So if you've ever heard your grandmother, your auntie, your uncle, your papa, whoever, you know, tell you, hey, don't you put your purse on the floor. They disguised it as superstition. It wasn't superstition. It was what they knew. It was what they were taught. They were trying to assist you with spiritual intervention. As a woman, you should never have your purse on the floor.
Oh, yeah. I seen Beyonce with her first purse on the floor in that one picture.
You shouldn't. And there's a difference between the purse and the bag, too. That's why a lot of times if you go to upscale and very posh restaurants, right, with a certain caliber of energy is what I'll say, because I'm not even talking about any type of diaspora at this point. It's a certain caliber of energy. Watch the women with their purses and what they do with them. They either ask for an extra chair so that their purse has a place to sit. They keep it in their lap if it's small enough. Or they'll hang it on the back of the seat. But you will not see these caliber of women place their purses on the floor. I've been to Roof Chris. I've been to Eddie V's. I've been to Skyline Lounge. And Skyline Lounge, where your steak is $232 for a 6-ounce steak. Okay? It is a caliber of individual that knows this information. This information has been passed down from generation to generation. To not put your purse on the floor. What happens to the floor on a day-to-day basis? You can answer. What happens to the floor on a day-to-day basis?
People step on it. Germs, dirt, bacteria.
Right. But the floor is one of the most disrespected places. The ground is one of the most disrespected places. Multiple energies pass through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a hoodoo avenue of what's called laying tricks. And I'm not going to get into all the details, but laying tricks or collecting tracks has to do with feet and floors. So let's say you don't take heed to any of this information. And you so happen to just say, forget it, I'm going to put my purse on the floor anyway. And somebody comes through and they kind of gather up and sweep up where your purse was. Now they got control of your money. Now they can attack your money. To reason for it. You ever heard the term, you know, don't put your hair in the trash can, you got to burn it. Some people even flush it, but burning it definitely is the avenue of it. You can, and I'm just saying this for anybody, you do with this what you may. You could take somebody's hair and put it in a bird's nest and drive that person crazy. Or even allow the birds to make a nest with you. You can give it 2 birds. Or put it in their nest or give it 2 birds. There's a method behind the madness.
So when you go get your hair done at the beauty salon and cutting your hair and putting it in the bag and throwing it away, that's the wrong way to dispose of hair is what you're telling me.
Well, think about what you just said. They put it in a bag. Kind of throw it away. They're not just sweeping it outside for the birds to get.
Right.
But there are some beautician shops that I've seen even when I was in as a kid. A lot of this stuff didn't make sense as to why my grandmother was like, sweep, when you do the house, you go from the back to the forward, to the front. It was just routine. It was embedded in my mind. This is how you do it. Oh, okay. This is the day that you clean collectively, clean the house collectively. This is the day that you do this. This is the day that you do that. Not realizing my grandmother was doing nothing but dropping hoodoo gems on me the entire time. But the beautician she used to take me to as a kid, when they did have to do any type of hair maintenance and stuff like that, they swept up the hair, but they put it in a metal trash can and put a match in that bitch. So all the hair burned. I never understood why. I didn't ask no questions. I was just like, that's just what they do. My grandmother used to dye her hair a specific color. That color was the color of cinnamon. My grandmother was a Capricorn. What does cinnamon bring you?
Fortune, good luck.
It attracts fortune, good luck, abundance, money. My grandmother owned 5 properties and worked for Amtrak. One of the nation's largest train companies. Every time I turned around, she had a new piece of jewelry. Ma'am, where you get that from? You know what she used to tell me? Nunya. Go into a jewelry store, she pulls out wad of cash. Ma'am, where you get that from? Nunya. Come on here with me on this Thursday and let's go on and burn this cinnamon stick through the house. When you sweep the porch, you sweep it off to make sure no dust and energies get in the house. You got to sweep it out the house. You got to sweep it out. Sweep the house from back to forth. She used to say vacuum because she was country as hell. Vacuum the floor. Vacuum from front to back. My grandmother had runners because she didn't like things being tracked inside the house. Plastic over the couches. Like, that was my grandma. Energy transfers. She knew it. My grandmother's favorite animal was elephants. I have 2 of my grandmother's elephants right now near an altar in my house. Elephants represents wisdom, abundance, fertility, family. When my grandmother passed away and stopped these practices, my family fell apart. It was a reason she did the things she did. Some of y'all may not notice it. And honestly, some of y'all ancestors, some of y'all grandmothers and grandparents may not even realize why they do what they do, because it was things that was unconsciously taught to them and never told what it was because they were afraid. Being an usher in the church is a part of hoodoo. Okay, know that.
Oh, I can't wait to get into this Bible.
It's a rabbit hole. It's a rabbit hole, y'all. And again, I don't want to make nobody feel no type of way or disrespect you, but it's just honest. If you are not melanated, if you do not have melanated ancestors, if you are not calling on melanated ancestors, if you are not taking care of your ancestors that are melanated, that are there for you, and even if you are what do they do? The one drop rule? So it doesn't matter. So if your dad, your grandfather, your grandmother, anything, they still consider you to be a melanated individual, or what they consider AKA Black or African-American or African or what have you, because you have that grandfather, that grandmother, or whoever down the line. Okay, cool. But you still have to venerate them. You still have to honor them to usher in whatever practices they had. And I'm going to repeat, not everybody's ancestors practice this version of voodoo. Some people's ancestors was cold hard conjurers. They don't want nothing to do with this, with what they consider simple magic. Some of them were into voodoo, voodoo, or voodoo. But hoodoo is an ancestral practice. And it's derived from melanated ancestors who had to hide. Practice in secret. Because they couldn't practice the way of the land no more. So they hid it in Christianity. Because you want somebody stupid, you put it in a book.
Gotcha.
Boom, boom, boom.
Now go reread. Now go reread your Bible.
Yeah, go reread that. Mm. Have you seen Derek Jackson's wife talk about people's children being vagabonds? Psalms 109. She was casting a spell. She was casting the curse out on folk and internally cursed herself.
Casting it. Like, you felt that was a kind of, you felt that she was doing something.
Mm-hmm. It was in her voice. It was in her everything.
It was the eyes. It was the finger pointing. It was everything. I'm like, do you not see this? Does this not give you Color Purple? Right by me. Can you think about it, Schoenfeld? Did that not feel like a curse to you? Okay.
Even how her lips were perched. You know what I'm saying?
She's like a whole shape shifted. She did the Chucky head turn. Like, she just shape shifted right in your face.
In your face. So
many witches in a church. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. The deaconess, the ushers, all of that. And even though wearing white gloves is actually a racist passage, they still...
Ooh, not the heavily white gloves, no. I like those when they be in the church and they be doing their hand thing.
it's derived from racism. That was their avenue of white was right, and it was the only thing that was pure and clean. So in order for any type of workers to be able to touch things, they had to wear white gloves. When they were checking to make sure the house is clean, they wore white gloves.
We talking too much. We talk too much. We talk too much because y'all got to get ready for this next one because we're gonna get into it.
Yeah, that's gonna be a long one. So we gonna let's cut this one short.
Okay.
So we can give them a little more.
Okay. Next one. Because we got to set a whole day and time for that one. We giving room for shit minimum 1:30.
I don't know. I think plant medicine should be a part of that too.
What did plant medicine?
Hmm?
I thought we did plant medicine.
No, 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 no. I need you to catch my drift. Us.
Got you.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Got it. Yup. Didn't take me long. Ding dong.
Of course. You got this. But no, y'all, we're going to go ahead and give you back your day. But I just wanted to really clarify that and hope people understood and hope people really knew that hoodoo, yes, is derived in the church. You need the Bible.
Hoodoo, hoodoo, hoodoo.
You need to have African ancestry in order to be in the club. Other than that, it's Appalachian folk magic. Still practice your alchemy. Still use your magic. Still conjure your spirit. Still do what you do.
They use your crystals and are you good?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just a way to do things.
Nothing changes.
It's just a name. But that name, again, comes from a culture that you're not derived from. So just respect it.
Respect the culture.
Yes, it does all. So, all right, y'all. We're going to get your day back because it's going to take you time to process the next one.
I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, bet. All right, you guys. Well, we hope that you have enjoyed this casual cosmic conversation dealing with the differences of the Appalachian folk magic versus hoodoo.
So. Voodoo, voodoo, voodoo.
See, you said that so flawlessly, and then you're going to do it at the end. Y'all see how he do me? He made me repeat it how many times?
It wasn't for me. It was for them.
I feel it. But all right, y'all. We out of here. Till next time.